Welcome back again to Cromford Mill. I'm now stood inside Mill Number 1, which was the world's first factory, built in 1771. It's currently undergoing a bit of a renovation, and there's a sign just behind me now saying cleaning in progress. Wow. So I've just walked over from the courtyard, over a little bridge, and where I'm stood now, the watercourse is flowing directly underneath me. But it really has been gutted, this place. And I suppose over the years it's been used for many different things. But the Arkwright Society now are trying to return it to its former glory. And there are lots of building materials everywhere. And I'm stood now next to a steel frame, which is basically holding up a new roof. There looks to be a new floor being installed above me. A new concrete floor. And the steel frame is built on 3 or 4 levels. And there's now a corrugated iron roof. Or corrugated steel. There's an art installation in here at the minute. And it's called Twisted. By Steve Messam. And it was put in here in 2012. And I'm going to read you the little information sign now. It is 70,000 metres of red polyester cotton thread. And it says, Twisted is a site-specific installation in Sir Richard Arkwright's first water-powered cotton mill and the world's first factory. So it says here, two frames at either end of the building are connected with thousands of threads. The twisting motion between the frames creates an architectural form that shifts in perspective. It does look great. As you look down it now, I'm stood right at the back of it. I'm looking through, and there is a square frame, and, well, there is thousands of red threads shooting off in front, and it twists. It looks like a bit of a vortex. And it says, the twisting motion echoing the process of spinning, the scale revealing the vastness of the mill building. And it just say here, I'm just reading it now. Apparently there's another piece using lasers in a former cotton mill in Shanghai, once the capital of cotton spinning in China. The two pieces aim to connect the global powerhouse of mass manufacturing with its historical roots here in the village in rural Derbyshire. It will be nice to come back here, actually, when it's been fully restored. And I think the restoration has been done with funding from the National Lottery, but also the Arkwright Society as a charity. So they rely on donations or admissions and tours and things like that to keep this work going. But it's a great place, and I can just feel the history stood here now, even though there has been a lot of... There are little places in here that look like they're relatively new. I mean, the steel structure that's holding a lot of it up now is... Well, it looks quite new, put it that way. But I always have to go and touch stonework. I mean, I'm just putting my hand on a windowsill now. And if by some crazy form of magic you could just transport back in time and feel what it was like to be here back in that time, 1771, it'd be amazing. That's one of the things that I do when I go to places like this. I have to touch something just to connect a little bit with it. And it would be great just to be able to say, if you're looking at some stonework, just to put your hand on the stonework and just transport back to the time and feel the thoughts of the person that originally carved it. What a great place, full of history. So thanks again for listening, and I'll be back again very soon, hopefully, to do a tour. We've got limited time today, so I'm going to come back and do a tour.